Blog Talk Radio.
come on, are you ready for a change? Well, let's go. The quicker we do it, the quicker we're gonna get through it, you know. This world is headed for a dead end if we don't pray and ask God to forgive our sins. Salvation still for the nations. We're already living in the book of Revelation. I believe we can make things better. One nation under God, we can do it together. Come on.
Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Her New Narrative. I am Carlinda, in case any of you did not know. I would like to say thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to read a book. I'm going to read out of Psalms 1. It says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by the streams of the water, which yields its fruit in the season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff, and the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." And I was going to talk about something else, but as I flipped my Bible open, it led me right to this, you know. And I've been taught that it's by no coincidence or whim or ram or chance that I just flip to something and it catches my eye. You know, there's a divine purpose for it. So, you know, that's what I did. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, people can mock me all day long about my beliefs in God and my, you know, my standards that I have and the values that I have, you know. And people can make fun of me all day long. It doesn't matter. The thing is that I am faithful and in serving God and his kids about, you know. And so, you know, what I really caught was this, is blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers, you know. And see, the thing is in the Bible it talks about, for believers, that, you know, there's a safety in multitude of counsel, you know, but there is not a safety of someone that that is wicked. You know, that's a conflict of interest right there. So, you know, I mean, what are we going to choose, God or Satan, you know? And for me, you know, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And on his law, he meditates day and night. You know, and what that means to me, you know, is this, is that, you know, that God delights in me, you know, walking in him and his law, and I'm to meditate upon his word day and night, you know. And so, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is am I really doing that, you know? And I have to check myself before I wreck myself, right? So, you know, and you know, if I'm out of pocket on something, then I'm out of pocket, you know, and God will reveal that to me, you know. And or he'll use one of my brothers and sisters that will point me in the right direction. You know what I mean? So, you know, and it says, not so with the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. And so, you know, you can't live a wicked lifestyle you know, because it will blow away, you know, and it will blow up at you, you know. And if you're out there practicing nefarious affairs or drugging or prostituting or anything like that, you know, or drinking, you know, that you will be blown away by it, you know, because that's wicked stuff, you know. And you gotta you know, just live for God, you know. And right here it says, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. So, you know, the wicked people, you know, that have all kinds of spirits will not stand in the judgment and stuff. So, you know, that's what I get out of that. You know, and the wicked will perish, you know, and the Lord watches over his people, you know, that have been, you know, faithful and sovereign for him, you know what I mean? So, naysayers can say all day long, you know, that I'm not in the right religion or I don't need to read the Bible, I need to read the Quran or whatever, you know. And see, I mean, the Bible is very important to me. I read that every day, you know. And so what I end up doing is I read a chapter or two, depends upon how long or how short it is, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that, you know, the Lord will shield you of things that you do not have no business being in, as long as you're faithful and just to him, you know. And something else just caught my eye here. Psalms 3. Oh Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. Selah. But you are a shield around me. Oh Lord, you bestow glory on me and lift up my head. To the Lord I cried out aloud, and he answers me from his holy hill. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear the tens of thousands drawn up against me on every side. Arise, O Lord, deliver me. O my God, strike all my enemies on the jaw, break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessings be on your people, Selah. You know, they were talking about deliverance, you know, and I have a lot of experience with deliverance because, you know, when I came to God, you know, I was a drug addicted prostitute, you know, and stuff, and stuff like that, right? And so, you know, I got delivered from drugs and prostitution. I got delivered from all kinds of things, you know, like lesbianism and all that stuff. And so, yeah, so, you know, deliverance is, you know, deliverance is a process, you know, and some people, you know, they get it overnight, you know, but regularly and generally speaking, people don't get deliverance right then and there. You know, it's a process, you know. And another thing I'm going to tell you about deliverance, you know, if you're seeing somebody being delivered from something, you know, you do not have the right to talk about them if you do not want to be a part of their deliverance process. You know, you do not have the right to gossip about them, you know, because who are you? You know, and so for me, you know, I mean, I've had foes rise up against me, you know, and you know, I mean, the old crowd that I left was like mocking me and saying, oh yeah, okay, whatever, you know, and I was delivered from New Age, you know, the metaphysical world, you know, I was delivered, you know, and I'm in the middle of being delivered from my sexual trauma that I've had, you know, in my life. And, you know, deliverance hurts, you know, it's painful, it's not pleasant, you know, but it's highly necessary, you know, and especially for like a woman like me, you know, because I ran for so long and ran for so many years doing drugs, shooting up, you know, drugs and you know, trying to mask the pain with, you know, feeling worthwhile, you know, when I was out there hoeing and stuff. And, you know, the thing is for me, you know, I mean, I thought I was just it, you know, and, you know, the thing is that I have to get to the root of the problem, you know, and God has to uproot everything that you think you know, or that you think you process, you know. And so, you know, the thing is that he has to uproot everything, you know, and it's a process because when I sobered up, you know, it was slow for me, you know, but once I grabbed a hold of it, you know, it started going by, you know, somewhat quickly a little bit, you know, but, you know, everything that God has delivered me from and uprooted me from, you know, has been painful, you know, and I'm not used to feeling emotions. I'm not used to feeling sad. I'm not used to feeling happy. I'm not used to feeling, you know, all types of ways, you know. And, you know, I just, it's like whenever I would feel something, you know, I would want drugs, you know, to mask the pain, you know, or to mask the feeling, you know, and to make me, you know, just numb out. You know, and numbing out on drugs was numbing out to God, you know, because the thing is drugs, jonesing for drugs was not my problem. What my problem was, people of God, is that, you know, I was jonesing for God. I was jonesing for him and his righteousness and his graciousness and mercy, you know. And so, you know, I mean, that's what I was ultimately jonesing for. I wasn't jonesing for meth or Oxycontin or Gelatas or, you know, fentanyl patches or whatever, you know, whatever the drug was, you know, heroin, crack cocaine, you know, name one, I've done one, you know. And so, you know, I mean, he had to deliver me. And you know, the thing is for people that suffer from addictions is that we are very obsessed with what we are addicted to, you know, and we obsess on it, you know. And it took a year, the first year and a half of me being sober, to stop jonesing or stop obsessing over drugs. You know, it took a year for that obsession to be removed. And I would ask God every day, in the morning and at night, and in between times, that he would remove the obsession, you know, for me. And eventually it happened, you know, and I'll never forget how it happened, is that I just stopped thinking about him, you know. And it went on the fourth day, and I was like, whoa, what just happened, you know. And it was because my prayer had been answered, that the Lord, you know, removed the obsession for me to want to do drugs, you know. And, you know, drugs isn't my answer, sex isn't the answer, you know, none of this stuff was the answer for me, you know, that I used to do. And, but God is the answer. And, you know, I was filling a void back then, you know. And so, you know, working through my sexual trauma right now, you know, I mean, the trauma that I've been through, you know, as far as molestation, being commercially raped every day for 21 years into prostitution, you know, and stuff, and sex trafficking, and so on and so forth, you know, that I have one traumatic sexual event after the other, you know. And so, you know, and, you know, I'm going through it, you know. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, well, it's all peachy, you know, because it's not, you know. But I do see that, you know, because God delivered me from other things, that he's faithful and he's sovereign, and he will deliver me from this, and I'll come out to the other side, you know. And people can mock what I do all day long, but that doesn't negate the fact that God is my Lord and Savior, you know. And so, you know, for me, I just want to give God the glory and the praise for it, because, you know, even though I'm going through a storm as we speak, you know, as I'm going through it, if God brought me to it, he'll help me go through it, you know. And so, you know, I mean, the past 13 years has been one healing experience after another, you know. And God wants his children whole, you know. God doesn't want, you know, the chaos and the crisis and you know, turmoil into his children, you know. He wants to set them free. You know, and see, the thing is that I've been at this for quite a while, right? For 13 years. And, you know, I sometimes put my own self in bondage, you know, and it's not, you know, and I have to pray for God to remove the bondage of self, so that I may better do his will, you know, and his bidding. So, you know, for me, I have to just, you know, I just have to go through the process and trust the process, you know. And yeah, I've questioned God, and I'm like, you know, why am I going through this? Why? You know, and it doesn't matter why. You know, the question isn't the matter of why. The question should be, what should I do? You know, and what I need to do is just rely on God, trust on Him, because in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. You know, and as long as I'm doing that, you know, then I have nothing to worry about. But when I rely on my own understanding, you know, and that's when I get into trouble, because, you know, that's where the spirit of rebellion and disobedience comes in, you know, and the spirit of disobedience and rebelliousness, you know, doesn't have a place in the kingdom of God, you know. And so for me, you know, I just have to go through it. You guys know what I mean. I hope I'm making sense to somebody here, you know. And so, you know, that's basically all that I've got this week. But, you know, I hope that you guys are having a great holiday season. And holidays are really hard for people like me, you know. And so, you know, but this year, the depression isn't as bad as before, you know. And I'm suffering very little from depression, you know. So, I mean, God's good all the time, and all the time God's good, you know. So, you know, I hope that all of you guys have understood this message. And I think that did I say enough, Lord? Yeah. We're good. So, yeah. I will see you next week, and have a blessed week, everybody.
One, two. With you all the time.
Making understanding that preaching traditional culture to the people. Rasta no killers. You have to do good before you can be a Rasta.
You have to do
bad,
good.
If he's baddie, then you're bad. If he's goodie, then you're good.
What would I have to do to be a Rastafari?
Well, the first thing you have to be born again.
Born again.
Grace to survive in this hardcore life. I tell you, open up your eyes, yeah. Sunday. Sometimes I'm broken and I'm only but I'm still out praising. Tough in the ghetto but I'm still eat me dinner praising. Me want a Nike but me change it when me feel out. So we praising. The devil is a loser, Jesus Christ is the winner. So make we, where me sing now. In the last piece, I'm serious. Christian people rise up, get above the dust. Put your one in the ear from a God, it's just make the devil and his friends nervous. We not follow, we a leader, we not give up. Glory, glory, hallelujah to Christ Jesus. Him and my Lord and Savior, make we hype him up. Right, you know, I lead and best up. Cause in God alone we pray. Him alone we pray. God alone we pray. Every night and day. Me dust off, and we praise him. Begging forgiveness and him giving me no what's up. And we praise him. Him pay the price from the cross, pay the full cost. See we praise him. Him are the way to me life, so me can't lie. Let me praise him now. Man a Christian soldier, we not lazy. We know how to go to church, we crazy. People say we on the road, think we crazy. When the Holy Ghost fire it a blaze.
Long great mighty father. See a protector, bless bounty killer. God a blessing with the voice of a warrior. And me want him to be the blood and Lucifer. Faithful, righteous, holy one. In the name of Jesus Christ, me call Ableton. Because you bless him as a talent to the young man. And me want him burn the fire upon Satan. Grace and mercy granted to Jesus. Save and prosper, bless Miss Alexis. Help him to study daily your holy book. And not take another look in a cookbook. Remember Moses, David, yes, being a man. In a mouth, Lord God, put a new song. Talented, excellent entertainer. Help him to accept Jesus Christ as his Savior. Fast and pray, go fast and pray. Till Christ and all my friend them find. See, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee behind me. Fast and pray, go fast and pray. Till Christ and all my friend them find. See, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee behind. Father, you are just, you give mercy to everyone. Grant some more to brother Desmond, ninja man. Let him return, Lord, in your divine time. Use the rod of courage and to get him back in line. Precious Jesus, bless my friend Professor Nuts. Save him, Lord, help him to be serious. Help him to study Exodus and Leviticus. And overseer and head, run the minibus. I pray for daily sham, blessing with a miracle. My friend Buju and my friend to any rebel. We know the enemy can be wicked and terrible. So save brother Shabba Cabra from the devil. Let me pass and pray, pass and pray. Till Christ all of my friend them find. See, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee behind me. Fast and pray, go fast and pray. Till Christ all of my friend them find. Yo, see, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee behind. Jesus, remember, blink that elephant man shocking vice through. By your spirit, rich in them life and make them brand new. And as it does in box, it become an assin's like who. Save them, change them, then use them to serve you. Touch Shaggy with your blood and set him free. When you bless him, let him fall out, it is me. He need a prayer, now me gone down, pam me knee. Him shall fall the light, make him get busy.
Right now,
Father, pray to your Jesus Christ. Mr. Vegas, my brother, transform him life. I declare in a sin, he will not die. In a your kingdom, help him, hold him. General, his brigadier, Jerry, chopping yellow man. Richest terror, daddy, blue pants, terror one. Father, remember, once man, him was me right hand. Well, see them life, Lord, me know you have a new plan. But my grand really tired, let lose the ways and super chat. Dispatch your angels and protect them from all attack. Holy Spirit, lead them on the right track. In the name of Jesus, do not them now go turn back. Fast and pray, go fast and pray. Till Christ all of me friend them find. See, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee behind me. Fast and pray, go fast and pray. Till Christ all of me friend them find. Yo, see, I go fast and pray, go fast and pray. Until the devil get thee.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.